Welcome to Lone Wrecker Live for September 4th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is a podcast that makes fun of the local news so you don't have to. Oh man, local news is so excited that the NFL's coming to Chicago. Have you seen this today? It's getting crazy. And I love that somehow the NFL gets to, are they renting out Grant Park? I would like to know. Don't get me started again. It's right at the beginning. Oh, my blood pressure. You know, I have an issue with our parks. If you are a longtime listener to Lower Wacker Live, you know, I was given the business to Lollapalooza for the idea that I can't go to Grant Park for 3 weeks because they got to set up, tear down, do the show, tear down, set up, resod, get back in there. But they get it done so that the NFL can come and do it for, but it's a free show. So I guess, you know what? Put all that stuff aside. I can go see Meghan Trainor for free tomorrow at Grant Park. No, it's very exciting. It's hilarious too, because somehow or another we've decided that this promotional opportunity for football. I mean, that's what it is. The National Football League is turning 100. Okay, doesn't really bother me. All I care about is having a couple of football games to, I don't know, bet on. Like, who cares? At the end of the day, who cares? It's 100th anniversary and they're here and they're gonna do. They're all, gosh, they're here, and you're like, it's the National Football League. I don't know. Like, I was watching Hard Knocks last night, and this is the classic show following the Oakland Raiders, where they're like, this guy may make the team. He didn't. Like, that's because that's what rosters are now in 2019. Nobody actually makes the team. But Brandon Marshall, who, not the Brandon Marshall that was the Bears receiver, but the linebacker from the Denver Broncos, he got cut. And they said it was because he had a bulky knee and he was just getting back. But I was sitting there with my wife last night watching, and she was not watching. So I kept going, look at that. Look at that guy's haircut. And she'd be like, I'm not watching. I'm like, oh, sorry. You're on your phone. Cool. How many times has that happened to everyone who's listening to this? But I told her, I said, it's interesting because Brandon Marshall, they don't talk about in the documentary at all. Maybe they did in early episodes, but I just saw the one where he got cut. I'm like, yeah, that dude took a knee. For Colin Kaepernick, he was the one Denver Bronco after the Super Bowl, or after two or three of them on that Denver Broncos team, and the Denver community, like a lot of the advertisers there, they boycotted the Denver Broncos because, or he was like the Chevy guy, he was like the Patrick Kane of Denver, you know, where he'd be like, get a Cavalier, $2,900 off, APR financing. Yeah, it was him. And they caught him because they're like, we don't want to be associated with someone who you know, kneels. And I just kind of like, and I was explaining this. I paused it, and Julie's like, did you really need to pause it to tell me this? But I'm like, it's kind of interesting that they're blaming it on the knee, but yet another guy who had taken a stand against social issues by taking a knee is now conveniently out of the league. And she's like, so don't watch it. She's like, boycott the league then. That, I wouldn't watch that if I were you, like, because she hates football. But I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. But it's just interesting. Like, I honestly was in a position where I was like, oh, so mad. I can't believe the NFL's doing this. She's like, well, then don't give them your money. And I'm like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's football. Meghan Trainor's going to be in Grant Park. I can't give up a Meghan Trainor in Grant Park. Oh, gosh. All right. Enough. Let's get to the headlines. It's so true, though, right? Pete agrees. It's the same fight we have every year with Renegade Craft Fair. We go to see Pete and Molly down at Renegade Craft Fair, but it's always against the first Bears game. And she'd be like, I want to go to the Craft Fair. I'm like, babe, the Bears are on. Now, you know what I do, which is such a cop-out. I know she doesn't listen to this, so she's not going to know my tricks. But I go, it's for work. You know, I got to do the Monday evening quarterback with Adam Hogue. I can't miss the game. I got to watch the game. I need complete and utter focus, and I need to watch it again. And I got to watch all the highlight shows, and I got to watch every single possible play possible. And I got to play fantasy football, and I got to play. I got to do everything. Hey, babe, it's my work. Got to do it. I got to do it. Oh, God. Here are the headlines. So just how are we going to get out of Chicago's budget hole? Yesterday, I erred in saying that the budget hole was $300 million plus. It's not. It's $800 million plus. Sorry, I was using what I call ROM math. Carry the two, divide the three, adjust for legacy, subtract not running for re-election. Yeah, spend it. One of the ideas floated was, you guessed it, shorting pension payments, i.e. kicking the can down the road. Ha! Wouldn't that be awesome if they did that in 2019 after the past 5 to 10 years of fiscal finger wagging, that we just did the very same thing that got us in this mess again? Also, S&P is wise to us. They're already considering a credit downgrade, which again, okay, we've been through that. Who cares at this point? I'm of the Trump school. So what? Who cares? Also, I missed this story last week when I was on vacation, but the Trib reported that the Lincoln Yards deal was fast-tracked for a reason, to be eligible for tax subsidies. I guess you get a minimum of five things from a list of like 13 things to be eligible to get TIF money. Sterling Bay had barely made it. I mean, I think they had like barely five. That means they could argue that the land in Lincoln Park was blighted. Stay with me here. So they had only five items from the 13 qualifications, right? But remember how all our taxes went up this year because the new assessments went into effect? Well, this would have negatively affected Lincoln Yards because one of the five categories was property value. With the new assessment, the value of that land would have gone up and have been too high to qualify for one of those categories, then dropping them below the five category minimum. They knew it. The alderman knew it. The old mayor knew it. So they had to fast track this before the new numbers went into effect. Now the question is, did the new mayor know this too? Because remember, right when she got in the office, she's like, I looked at it. All right, it's good. We all were kind of like, what? Oh, so was she oblivious or even hoodwinked? Any which way, it seems super shady and a super shady way to do taxpayer business. So essentially, the lawmakers lied to be able to get tax breaks, meaning they lied to get us to pay for it. How is this not a bigger story, right? I don't know. It seemed pretty easy to follow. Was it a big story last week? I don't know. I was trying to chase the Goonies down in the Oregon coast. Oh, yeah, this is where Chunk did the truffle shuffle. Cool. Now, what was that about Lincoln Yards? I go, 1 week I take off, you guys. 1 week. All right. Well, I'm interested in that because that changes the game. I don't know because I don't get the right to do that. Right? I didn't get the right to change based off what I knew my assessment might be. They have no problem charging me what they think my value is going to be when I sell it in 5-10 years. But with these guys, they can short the system. I don't know, man. Seems weird. And nobody and when the Tribune asked for comment, the comments they were like, "Nah, not your business." I don't know. The corporations have found their new cause celeb to get behind, and it's guns. Today, Kroger, Starbucks, and Target joined Walmart in asking customers not to carry guns into their stores. Yeah, but what if the barista messes up my Froco Moco Frappuccino? This will be interesting because gun control has been stalled by lawmakers, so why not have the private sector just use capitalism, right? I mean, that's the excuse every other time the government doesn't want to get in social issues. So there you go. Now, if the Walmart would, I don't know, ban Packer jerseys and stop editing music and stop trying to break unions, maybe I'd go out of my way to try and find one. I'd go out to Bridgeview or wherever the Walmarts are at. I don't know where the Walmarts are at. They're all over Wisconsin, every which way. I think they're like six within walking distance of where my parents live. Walmart, don't bring your gun. All right. San Fran, the board there declared that the NRA is a domestic terrorist organization. Okay, then. Yeah. But before everyone gets out of whack on this, remember Chicago once named a day after P. Diddy? So I wouldn't necessarily worry too much about declarations. Usually means no one showed up to council that day. The NFL is coming to town for a full day of entertainment and service. Well, before the big game tomorrow night, I guess the mayor and Roger Goodell are going to lead volunteers in cleaning up Douglas Park. They do know that Riot Fest is in town next week, right? So they're just cleaning it up for Blink-182 fans? Oh, the neighborhood Douglas Park. All right, I got it. Again, couldn't you make Riot Fest do that? It feels like they should do that. I don't know, pick a different place for Roger Goodell's photo ops. There's plenty others. In lake news, it's a bad lake today. Very bad. Also, a new study says that literally tons of plastic and pollutions get into the Great Lakes every year, and because of the flow, it all ends up in Lake Michigan. Make Roger Goodell go to get on a boat, right? Put 300 volunteers on a boat and have them with those little nets, getting every Aquafina bottle out of the water. That would work. Naperville, it's like a suburban seesaw. First, they said no to marijuana. Then they said, why not? I'll try it. It usually just puts me to sleep. And now they're back to no. They're back to being family-friendly, on-brand. I guess buying pot gummies would ruin that precisely crafted Lululemon vibe they've got going on in Naperville. But it'll be interesting to see how many Illinois cities follow suit. It's coming up here. All right, in sports, the Bears, Packers, tomorrow night. It's been so exciting just getting ready for this NFL extravaganza. I haven't had any time to bash on the Packers. That's why I don't like them going first. You need to get into the flow of the year so you have like a good 5 or 6 days to prepare as a fan on how you're going to bash the Packers, right? I really hope we're entering another renaissance period where it's just a given that we beat the Cheeseheads twice a year. Remember that in the 80s? And their only course of action was to be dicks and run Walter into benches or body slam McMahon. Just play dirty because they have nothing to live for. I mean, come on. They live in Green Bay, right? Those were the days. Then Brett Favre came along. We hired Wanstead and all hell broke loose. Like when Dick Duran said the Packer game was like any other game. You're gone. You're not even allowed to do post game, right? You don't see Dick Duran being like, oh, let's go down to the sideline. You don't even get preseason games, Duran, just for saying that one thing. You're not even allowed near us. You can't. You don't get the sanctioned C on the polo for the sideline reporters. You could be Lou Kanellis's understudy, but instead you say that you're out. We don't even know you exist. And remember the Lovey years, kind of Urlacher and Tillman. They used to play pretty straight up, but then Tressman, John Fox sucked it up, paging Mike Glennon. Anyone remember that? So now Matt Nagy's at a crossroads. Last year, Mitch and Khalil, they dominated for 7 quarters. So this year, it's make or break. If the Bears end up getting pantsed tomorrow night, I'm not sure that a playoff berth would even make it right. You got to beat the Packers, right? I mean, can you imagine if they went 11-5, but they lost both games against the Packers? I wouldn't feel good about it. I just wouldn't feel good. And this year's nerve-wracking, only because the Packers are last year's Bears. New young head coach who's running a newfangled offense that nobody has ever seen, didn't play it in the preseason. And they don't have Mitch Trubisky. They have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I won't eat Papa John's pizzas because of this dude. Wait, does he do Papa John's? Oh, he doesn't? Well, I won't eat Papa John's because they're racist. But still, changing my insurance right now. It's going to be tough. Injury report, Trey Burton's still on it, and now Bilal Nichols is on it, listed as questionable. That's not good. The defensive tackle. We cut Jonathan Bullard for you, dude. So, hey, remember that. All right, Cubs update. Chris Bryant has a sore knee. Zobris played. He bunted. Contreras played. He homered. What's up with Darvish? All right, that's about it. That's all I got. They're really having a great series. I mean, what a great 2-game series against the Seattle Mariners. They win that. They keep pace with the Cardinals, who just won't lose. So the Cubs get a rare Wednesday off, and we'll head to Milwaukee for a 4-game set with the Brew Crew starting tomorrow. The Brewers are 4 back of the Cubs, so they're going to be playing to win. It'd be nice to bury them right about now, right? A 4-game sweep in Milwaukee the same week that we drubbed the Packers on national TV. Huh? What a glorious weekend. Or it'll be a crappy one. So let's make it glorious, shall we? Keep it positive. The White Sox came from behind to snap a 7-game losing streak. They, of course, had to ruin Carlos Carrasco's return from cancer. Did you see this? This guy, he made an appearance last week on the road, but it was his home appearance. He came out of the bullpen. Everyone's like on their feet. They're like, oh, forget about sport for a second. This is bigger than sport. And then he gets in there and it's James McCann. It's a 3-run homer. And you're like, ah, oh, James, couldn't you just ground it out to third for everybody, for humanity? No, he ended a 3-run homer. And then Eloy went yard. And they didn't boo him? They didn't boo Carrasco? They should have right there. Boo! I don't care what happened to you. You're out. That was the difference, you know? Like if you were, I feel like a Cubs fan would boo Carrasco. If he came in and everyone was all excited that he was back, but then he gave up 4 runs to lose the game, they'd be like, we don't care. Bring back Borowski. We don't care. This guy's out. All right. September's already been great to Eloy Jimenez. He hit 2 homers last night. There's a good chance that Jimenez is going to end up with 30 homers in his rookie campaign. That's not bad considering that nobody pitched to him to start the season. Remember that? They just wouldn't even throw him strikes. And he's been on the shelf twice this year. That's got to be one of the feel-good storylines of the season. Giolito, Moncada, Jimenez, I guess Abreu, Aaron Bummer in the bullpen. And that's it. Hey, and finally, the WNBA playoffs are almost here. And boy, oh boy, the hottest team is swagging at the Wintrust Arena. The Chicago Sky are the 3 seed in the East, and I think the 5 overall. They do it the way where I think all 18, they just have 1-8 bracket. Like, it's not like the East and West and they meet. They just do it that way. So they have a chance to move up to the 4 seed overall. Right now they're the 5, which would give them home court against the Los Angeles Sparks. The Sparks have victory. Mystics? Ah, darn it. I don't know what the Los Angeles team is. It'd be cool, though, because it's L.A., and it's probably cool. And that's all I know about the L.A. team. I think they're called the Sparks. Is that Sparks? Phoenix Sparks? L.A. Sparks. I think it's the Sparks. Anyway, I'll check back here because I'm going to be the go-to guy for the WNBA, for the Chicago Sky. All the other teams, I don't know their names. I don't know the players. I don't know anything about them. But the Chicago Sky, they're my jam. I'm going to be your guy. I'm on this podcast. Come here for Chicago Sky updates. I'm going to give you updates on all the players so you'll get up to speed. You'll know what's up before the playoffs start next week. right? Does that sound good? I would suggest following the Sky on Instagram, which I do. They not only have awesome updates for the game, so you see who won and all that kind of stuff and cool plays, but they do this great thing when they're on the road where they do like fashion shows. So when the women come off of the bus, it's like you get to see what they're wearing. They frame up and profile each player. Style and group, man. They're getting paid in the WNBA. It's a lot of cool ass clothes. I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, I got a scotch and soda pair of jeans. I don't make a big deal about it, but they got cool clothes. Anyway, like I said, not only fashion, but on the court, I'm your WNBA Chicago Sky guy. I've decided that right now. Not so much on the LA Diamonds or whatever they're called. All right, that's going to do it for Lower Wacker Live today. Beats by West Restless. We will be back tomorrow.